This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation recognized the Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence recipient. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
A retired Army veteran is the second winner of the American Farm Bureau Federation Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence. The award, presented with the support of Farm Credit, goes to retired Army Command Sergeant Major Matthew Rutter of South Carolina, who had an eventful 22 years of service.
I joined the Army in 1998 for college money and to serve my country and see the world. And I went to Germany initially. Before you know it, 22 years had passed. I started in the infantry. I switched over to military intelligence about 5 years in. I was in Kosovo, and then I've been to Iraq, and I've been to Afghanistan a few times.
Following Rutter's time in the service, he co-founded the nonprofit Project Victory Gardens to help veterans transition to civilian life with renewed purpose and hands-on agricultural skills.
Through that, we teach other veterans how to farm. We have a program called Farmer Boot Camp, and we have a Department of Defense SkillBridge agricultural internship in the state. And over the last few years, I think we have somewhere close to 300 people that have come through our programming. A lot of them are still farming. My guess would be around 75% are still involved in agriculture in some aspect of it.
Rutter was nominated for the Veteran Farmer Award of Excellence by his wife and said he had no expectation of winning the award until it was announced.
I was pretty shocked that I was even in the running. I think my wife might have been doing some award writing behind my back. I don't know. It's quite humbling.
For more information, visit fb.org. For this story and much more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for a daily e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.